This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good morning once again, everyone. Happy Kwanzaa. We greet one another today on the second day of Kwanzaa, December 27th, with the greeting of Habari Gani. What's the news? The response is the word, the principle for self-determination, which is Kuji Shakalia. And who better to have join us once again, as always, during this very special holiday, this very special week, none other than the professor and chair of Africana Studies at California State University, Long Beach, the executive director of the African American Cultural Center, US, and of course, he is the creator of Kwanzaa and the Nguza Saba, author of the definitive work, Kwanzaa, A Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture, and also the author of Introduction to Black Studies, and now in its fourth edition, Dr. Maulana Karenga joins us once again here on Make It Plain. Dr. Karenga, Habari Gani.
Umoja, Habari Gani. Masamela, it's good to be again here, and welcome Karibuni to your audience. And we say we wish for them blessings without number and all good things without end on this day of Kuji Shakalia and all through Kwanzaa. The second principle, Kuji Shakalia of Kwanzaa, means self-determination. And we say that it means to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. Kuji Shakalia, self-determination, reaffirms a fundamental principle and practice of the right of every people to determine their own destiny and daily life, to live free in their own place, space, and time. And it reaffirms a right to resist all forms of unfreedom, injustice, evil, and oppression. It reaffirms Nanahaji Malcolm X's teaching that, quote, freedom is essential to life. Freedom is essential to the development of the human being. And if we don't have freedom, we can never expect justice and equality. Indeed, only after freedom, he said, do justice and equality become a reality in the fullest sense of the principle and practice. So Kuji Shakalia, self-determination, teaches us to define ourselves, right? To name ourselves, I repeat, to create for ourselves and to speak for ourselves. To define ourselves means to define ourselves by the good we do and the dignity-bearing way we walk in the world. To name ourselves means to, in reverent respect for our history and culture and our highest values, to give ourselves names that are dignity-affirming, life-enhancing, and point toward the future we need to create. To create for ourselves means to create for ourselves in dignity-affirming, life-enhancing, and world-preserving ways of our ancestors. And to speak for ourselves means to speak in ways that bring forth the best of our culture and reaffirms our ancient and ongoing commitment to bring and share good in the world. Kuji Shakalia also teaches us that we must constantly dialogue with our culture asking it questions and seeking from it answers to our continuous quest to live full, free, and meaningful lives and to make a worthy contribution to the ongoing struggle to bring and sustain and increase good in the world. These questions that we ask and seek answers to are questions that confront our people all over the world, this society, and the world. And we must have an African answer to it. And there's no richer or more ancient source than our own culture and history. For we are an ancient people. We are the fathers and mothers of not only of humanity, but of human civilization. As I always say, we stood up first, spoke the first human truth, introduced some of the basic disciplines of human knowledge in the Nile Valley, and taught the world who was good and beautiful. Concepts like humans are worthy of the highest respect because they are in the image of the divine, in the image of God. Second, we taught the world the concept of dignity, the inherent worthiness of every human being. And this inherent worthiness has three characteristics. It is first transcendent of all social and biological categories like race and class and gender and sexuality and age and ability, etc. Second, is equal in all. No one is superior. No one is more chosen than anyone else. For our ancestors taught, we're all divinely chosen. Chosen not over and against anyone, but chosen with everyone to do what? To bring good into the world and not let any good be lost. And third, this inherent worthiness, this dignity in the ancient Egyptian language called shebesu. It means it is inalienable. It is transcendent. It is equal in all, and it is inalienable. Inalienable, no one can take it from you. And in fact, you can't even give it away. So let us speak our own special culture truth and make our own unique contribution to the expansion of human freedom and justice in the world and imagine a whole new world and bring it into being in the most ethical, effective, and expansive ways. Hotel.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Karenga, I'd be remiss as you describe our contribution as African people to the defining of the very principle of self-determination and freedom and justice and equality throughout the world. Is that precisely why it is innate, inborn in us to internalize and be concerned about some of the struggles going on in the world today, whether they be those struggles going on the front page in Palestine or our desire to hear more about the struggles in Africa that the news does not report, Sudan and the Congo. You know, I find people, you know, people like you and me are perpetually in the struggle. But of late, I'm hearing from people who don't necessarily engage in revolutionary struggle every day, but they're so moved, so caught up in what's happening in these parts of the world and just can't be still and must do something about it. Is that not innate in us to be that way as African people?
As African people and as human beings. And I'm going to talk about it in greater detail in my presentation of the principle of Ujima, your collective work and responsibility to build the good world we all want and deserve to live in. And yes, we cannot fully human if we are not sensitive to the suffering of other human beings. And one of the things that you notice about the non-human aspect, if people can actually kill people without consciousness, commit genocide without even caring about it, actually advertise it, right? That's a big problem. And it's up to us who are moral and social vanguard, respected all over the world, to be conscious of that, to speak truth to the people and to power. Notice I always say speak truth to the people first, because unless you speak truth to the power, to the people, you can't confront the power in an effective way. So speak truth to the people. Let them know how important it is for us to bring forth the best of what it means to be African and human in the fullest sense of the word, as you just suggested. We must constantly know African. To be African means to be excellent. And the first excellence is moral excellence, always grounded in intellectual excellence, rational excellence, right? But especially the excellence of feeling a moral sensitivity toward other human beings, the world and all in it. That's African. That's a fundamental defining feature of what it means to be African. Because again, we are, we are in fact not just human beings. Watu in Swahili, the word for human being is Watu, people, right? But we also Walimwengu, that means world being. So we are human beings and world being, and we must always keep that in consciousness. And one of the beautiful things about Haji Malcolm, he always taught us to see ourselves in the world, right? And to see ourselves playing a significant role in the transformation of the world. We, he said, belong to the rising tide of human history. And we must never forget that. Don't let them ghettoize us, marginalize us, or snatch our identity from us. We must return to ourselves, he said, and culturally ground ourselves in African values, the best of what it means to be African and human in the world.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Habari Gani, the greeting today, folks. Once again, Kuji Shakalia. Tomorrow is Ujima, Collective Work and Responsibility. We'll hear more. Don't go away. Stay tuned every day this week of Kwanzaa. We invite you also to visit so you can learn more for yourself, learn how to celebrate the holiday, learn how to use the tools that the holiday involves as well, whether it be the mats, the symbols, all of those things are available right there for you at officialkwanzawebsite.org. And of course, the definitive work, Kwanzaa, A Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture. Dr. Maulana Karenga, the creator of Kwanzaa, and then Nguza Saba, our guests all week during Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa, everyone.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand, and above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.